Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Chicago Talmidim in my honor, and Zichus for Refuah Shleima for the Cholim of Klal Yisrael. So thank you to all the people from Chicago, and also sponsored by my old friends from high school, who I'm zochet to still be very close with, in honor of the Bat Mitzvah of Reut Markovitz, special mazel tov to Yossi and Rachel Markovitz on Reut's birthday, on Reut's Bat Mitzvah, and also in honor of my birthday. So we are holding on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to pick up at the two dots on the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Today we're going to essentially discuss two topics. Yesterday the Gemara spoke about, and we've been talking about, Chiluk Chataos as far as Yedios are concerned. If a person finds out, at what point he finds out that he had done something wrong, when he brings one Chatos, when he brings multiple Chataos. So today we're going to transition from Karban Chatos to Karban Asham. And Asha may have different rules than Chatos when it comes to that. That's going to be Amud Aleph. And then Amud Beis we're going to discuss not Chilul Shabbos B'Mezid, nor Chilul Shabbos B'Shogeg, but what's called Misasek. Misasek is even lower than Shogeg, and what exactly the rules are of Misasek, when one is considered to be Misasek. So that is going to be the majority of the sugya of Amud Beis, of Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. So let's begin at the last line on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. So again, we're going to discuss if a person does an avera for which he's chayav a carbon asham multiple times, and he realizes in between each time how many carbonos is he in fact going to be chayav. So Amar Ula. Ula comments as follows. Lamandi Amar Asham Vadei lo by Yediyah B'tchila. If you assume that an Asham Vadei does not require Yediyah B'tchila, meaning you could bring an Asham Vadei even if you don't even realize that you have done the avera, Ba'al Chamesh Be'ilos B'Shivcha Charufa. If a person b'shogeg is boel l'shivcha charufa five times, and he realizes in between each and every one, he's only going to have to bring one karban asham, because the yediyah is not mechalik between one bia and the other, because the yediyah doesn't matter when it comes to the asham, since the chiyav asham is not tali at all in a yediyah. What does that mean? Laman diyamer that an asham vaday does not require yediyah. So first of all, what is an asham vaday? So asham vaday means like an asham mi'ilos. If a person violates mi'ila behegdish, he has to bring an asham vaday, or an asham gezelos, someone who swears falsely about a loan or a pikadon, and then he later admits that he swore falsely, brings an asham gezelos, or an asham shivcha charufa, which is going to be the one we're focused on as the example in our sugya. Someone who's boel a woman who's a chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorin, that's mu'ureses to an eved ivri. So and the man is boel such a woman. So an asham that's eino vaday would be like an asham talui. You're not sure if you did an avera or not. So that an avera that would normally carry with it kares. So if you know that you did the avera, but you did it b'shogeg, you'd bring a chatas. But if you're not even sure, it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. There were two pieces in front of you, a piece of chelev, which is chiv kares, and a piece of shuman. And you're not sure which one you ate. So then you would bring an asham talui to cover you until you clarify what exactly happened. So the background over here is that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon in a Mishnah Maseches Krisus. If let's say a person has shtei chatichos, a chaticha shel hegdish and a chaticha shel chulin, there are two pieces of food in front of him, one that's hegdish, one that's chulin, and he eats one of these pieces of food, but he doesn't know which one he ate. If he ate the hegdish one, he would have to bring an asham vaday, because it's an asham mi'ilos. He violated mi'ila behegdish. So according to Rabbi Akiva, in such a case where he doesn't know which one he ate, he brings an asham talui, just like any time you're not sure if you did the avera. And if you then later find out that that what you ate was in fact the hegdish, then you have to upgrade to an asham vaday. You're not covered, you don't continue to be covered by the asham talui that you brought previously, because now you know what you have done, and therefore you have to bring an asham vaday, and you also don't pay keren v'chomesh until you know that you had violated mi'ila. And then you bring the asham with the keren v'chomesh, just like any other avera, where if you do it b'shogeg, b'vaday yuchayev v'chatas. So if you bring an asham talui, it's only going to cover you until you figure that out, until you realize what you had Hadan. So the world of Asham, in Rabbi Akiva's view, is very similar to the world of Chatos. That just like by Chatos, if you're not sure if you had done the Aveira, you bring an Asham Talui, and that will cover you only until you find out if you for sure did the Aveira. And then once you know for sure, you bring the Karban Chatos. So too, when it comes to an Asham Vaday, if you're not sure at first, you would bring an Asham Talai, and then when you find out, you would upgrade to an Asham Vaday. That's Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Tarfon says that if you realize afterwards that you definitely did the Avera, you do not have to upgrade to an Asham Vaday. It's only by other Averos where the Chiyuv for a Vaday is a Chatas, and you brought an Asham to cover you until that point, that's when you have to upgrade to a Chatos, because a Chatos is an entirely different carbon than an Asham. A Chatos comes from a Kisva or a Si'ira, an Akeva. An Asham Tali is an Ayil, it's a Zachar. The Ayil is not going to be Mechaper for the same thing that a Chatos will be Mechaper for. But a person who did something for which he's Chayiv, an Asham Talui, and then if he knows about it, he's Chayiv an Asham Vaday, doesn't need to bring a different Asham. Because it's the same carbon. So that's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Tarfon, the Asham is mechaper even if you don't yet know that you even did the Avera. The Asham works as a full kapara even without any idea. You don't know that you even did the Avera. So you could just make it tonight when you bring the Asham Talui, that if I did this Avera, let it count to be mechaper, and if not, so then it's an Asham Talui. And it's not going to be mechaper. That is how Rashi understands our whole sugya. Tosos has a different understanding, because the Gemara in Krisos sounds like Rabbi Akiva would be Moda in this case, Rabbi Tarfon, but we're not going to get into that. That's going to complicate matters. Let's stick with Rashi's understanding, that you have this machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, where Rabbi Tarfon holds that Yerushim Tully can count to be mechaper, even though at the time you're bringing it, you have no idea that you did an Avera. So now we're saying, if you hold that an Asham Vaday does not require Yediyah B'tchila, meaning you hold like Rabbi Tarfon, so if a person is Boa L'Shivcha Charufa, which is one of the cases for which you have to bring an Asham Vaday, and he does it 5 times, and he realizes in between each time what he had done, the Yediyah doesn't make a difference, because the Yediyah was never the Mechayiv in the first place. Yediyah is irrelevant, according to Rabbi Tarfon, when it comes to a Karban Asham. So that's why he's Eino Chayiv Ela Achas. Someone who's Baal Shev Charufa, for all the Be'ilos, he's only Chayiv Achas. So says the Gemara Vayter. So Maskefel Rav Hamnuna challenges Ela Me'ata. If you're going to say like the Shita that you're allowed to bring Nasham Vada, even if you don't yet know that you did the Avera, because Yedios are not Mechalik, whether you know in between or not, it doesn't make a difference. Ba'al V'Chazar or Ba'al V'Hifrish Karban. So what would you say in the following case? A guy is Ba'al Shuv Charuf B'Shogeg. Then he's Ba'al again B'Shogeg. Let's say the Bach takes out those words V'Chazar Ba'al Ba'al, because doesn't really matter in the first, in the first set of circumstances how many times he was Boel. The point is the next line, v'hifrish karban, then you designate a karban for having been Boel, the Shivcha Charufa, v'amar, and the guy says, oh, hamtinu li atcha evel. Wait, before you bring that carbon, before we're makar of that carbon, give me one, he figures he has a freebie. Give me one more shot. Meaning, no matter how many times he does it, even with the yediyah in between, it's the same carbon asham. And for an asham vadai, you're chayiv whether you do it b'shogig or b'mezid. Your baal asham charufa b'mezid, you're also going to be chayiv just the same asham. So the guy figures he's got to bring carbon asham anyway. So hamtinu li, just hang on 1 second, atcha evel. Let me be boel one more time. Tosa says b'shogig, that one more time. B'shogeg, because it can't be if he's going to be bold b'shogeg. I mean, it's hard to say b'shogeg, because how could a guy be planning on saying b'shogeg? Meaning, he says, give me one more opportunity to be bold. So hachi nami deinu chayiv elachas. Are you going to say in such a case that he's only chayiv one carbon, and the carbon that he was mafresh already will be mechaper for anything that he does after the hafrasha? So just like as far as yedios, you're saying that there's no chiluk whether he finds out after the shkagos one after the other, or whether he doesn't find out. Either way, he's only going to be chayiv one carbon asham. So too, when it comes to the hafrasha of the carbon, it shouldn't matter whether he was mafresh a carbon between one shogeg and the next, between one aver b'shogeg and the next. Just like if he was mafresh the carbon in a way that he knew after all the shkagos, the hafrasha is going to be chal on all of the shkagos. So too, if he's mafresh the carbon between one shogeg and the other, the hafrasha should not split up the averos and be mechayev a new carbon. So one carbon should cover everything. So, but that's ridiculous, because it doesn't make sense to say that. It's got to be that the hafrasha is going to be mechalek. So just like the hafrasha should be mechalek, the Gemara is asking, so too should the idea be mechalek. Amar lei, ma'isa d'lach hafrasha kamrit, ma'isa d'lach hafrasha lo kamina. Says, well, no, there's a big difference. And a ma'isa aveira that you do after your mafrasha carbon is very different than a ma'isa aveira that you do before your mafrasha carbon. Clearly, once you've been mafrasha carbon, so that closes the chapter of the previous averos, and that's okay. So you bring a carbon for those previous averos, and now you start a new page. Now you start a new chiyuv for any avera that comes after that. But as far as yedios are concerned, that's all we're trying to say. That if you have a yedia in between, it doesn't close the chapter on the previous averos. So that's the difference. So again, for shiv charufa, I think I said it wrong before. For shiv charufa, you're only chayiv and asham if you do b'shogeg. But the point is that if he does multiple shkagos even after the hafrasha, the Gemara is asking, maybe you should still only be chayiv one carbon. Maybe you could say, who knows? Maybe I'll do many more shogegs about a shiv charufa, so let me hang on to that carbon for a while. So the Gemara says, no, once you've been mafresh a carbon, that's only going to cover those be'ilos that you already had. Good. So now another statement. He asked about the same topic. He asked Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, the man di amar asham vaday by yediyah betchila, if you hold that an asham vaday does require yediyah betchila, meaning, like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that if you originally brought an asham tali because you're not sure if you did the Avera, then when you become sure, you do need to bring an asham vaday. The asham is not going to work from before the idea. It would then turn out that if a person is ba'al shivcha charufa five times b'shogeg, and he realizes in between each time, he's chayev al kalachas v'achas, he's chayev five separate karbonos, because just like the idea is mechalik between shkagos of a chatas, so too it's mechalik between shkagos of an asham, and therefore it's going to generate five separate chiyuvim. The Mishnah Krisostav test says that a boel shiv charufa kama pamim is only maybe asham echad. That's talking about if you're boel b'mezid, that if you're boel shiv charufa, you're maybe an asham even if you do it b'mezid. It's just that so I was right the first place, right? That if you're boel shiv charufa b'mezid, you do bring carbon asham. It's just that the Gemara was not suggesting before that a guy is going to be able to do it b'mezid and still be covered with the asham for the shogeg. But the point is over here that if you do it b'mezid, you're going to be chayiv multiple karbanos asham, or maybe you're bol b'shogeg many times behelim echad. That's what Rashi points out over here. But what Rav Dimi is bringing from Eretz Yisrael is that if you're bol shivcha charufa b'shogeg many times with a yediyah benatayim, realizing in between, then you're going to be chayiv multiple. So the fact that the Mishnah says einu chayiv ala achas, there are cases of einu chayiv ala achas where it's mezid, or where it's shogeg without a yediyah in between, then you're going to be chayav achas. But over here, you're going to be chayav, but if there's a yediyah in between, you're going to be chayav al kol achas v'achas. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye asks on that, Hare chatas to be in a yediyah betchila. When it comes to chatas, you need to have a yediyah in order that you did the avera in order to be chayav a carbon chatas. Upligi Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, and yet we learned in yesterday's daf that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish where the yediyos are mechalik when you know one after the other about the two achilos that you did b'shogeg prior to that. And Rish Lakish holds that yediyos after the shkagos are not mechalik to be mechayiv two chatos and two kezesim that you ate behelim echad, even though that freshest carbon is certainly going to be mechalik, the yediyah will not, because the yediyah is not considered a kapara. So over here also, if a person is boel a shivcha charufa multiple times, and he realizes in between each one, one asham should cover everything, because yedios should not be considered like a kapara, and because they are not considered like a kapara, so it should not be mechalik between one asham and the other. The Gemara is assuming that Rav Dimi was saying his shita even within Reish Lakish. Now the truth is the comparison is difficult to understand, because when it comes to a chatas, if you do realize in between each shogeg what you had done, then of course you chayav multiple chataos. So the Gemara is somehow using chatas as a model to say that if you realize in between each asham, you should not have to bring multiple ashamos. But everyone knows that if you have yedios in between chataos, you do have to bring multiple chataos. So the Rishonim point out, Rashi points out, that you can't commit, that chatas and asham work on different levels, on different planes, because a chatas is ba'al ha-shogeg. So if you realize in between each shogeg, so then you have two different shkagos. But an asham is not ba'al ha-shogeg, because even if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv an asham. And therefore you can't compare a yediyah between two shkagos by an asham to a yediyah between two shkagos by a chatas. So what would be the parallel to a yediyah between two shkagos by an asham? It would be like a yediyah after you finish all your chatos, after you did all of your averos for which you're chayiv a chatos. And the rule by chatos is that if you have one yediyah after you do all of the averos, you then realize, oh, I did all those averos, then you only bring one. So by asham, a yediyah in between should have the same status, and you should only be chayiv once. So Abaye wants to suggest an answer. So Abaye says, Rav Dimi, Dilma b'maisa de la achra afrasha ka'amart. Maybe when you said that if you hold that you only that you don't have to, that you're not able to bring an asham vaday without a yediya that you had done the avera, that you chayiv, if you hold that way, that you chayiv al kalachas va'achas, even according to Reish Lakish, maybe because you were talking about a case where you did the second shogeg after you already mafresh the karban for the first shogeg, not just that you had a yediya in between, that you had an actual hafrashas hakarban in between. Ukad Rav Hamnuna, assuming like Rav Hamnuna, who thinks that it's a davar pashut, that a karban that you're mafresh for one avera cannot be mechaper for an avera that you have yet to do, for a future avera. Amrlei in. So Rav Dimi said, Baruch Shekivanta. That's exactly what I meant to say, and that's why there's no kasha on me. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar hakol modim b'shivcha charufa, va'kol modim b'shivcha charufa, umachlokas b'shivcha charufa. He came with this very cryptic statement that it wasn't immediately obvious what he meant, but he said, everyone agrees by yeshivcha charufa that if you're boel many bios of yeshivcha charufa, you're chayiv nashem for each bia. And also, everyone agrees about a shivcha charufa that if you're multiple bios of yeshivcha charufa, you're only chayiv one asham. And there's a machlokas if you multiple bios of a shivcha rufa, whether you chayiv one or multiple ashamas. So apparently there are three different cases of being boel a shivcha rufa multiple times. In one case, all agree, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that you chayiv multiple ashamas. In the other case, they all agree that you chayiv only one. And then there's a third case of machlokas. So Ravin explains. Hakol modim shivcha rufa deinu chayiv ela achas kidu'ula. What's the case that everyone agrees that if a person is multiple, is boel or shivcha charufa multiple beilos, that he's only chayiv once? That's like Ula, who said that if you hold that you could bring an asham vaday, even if you don't even have a yediyah yet, you don't even know that you sinned. So if you're boel chamish beilos b'shogeg, and you realize in between each one, you're still only going to be chayiv one karban asham. Va'kol modim shivcha charufa dechayiv al kol achas va'achas. And what do we mean when we say that everyone agrees that for being boel a shivcha charufa multiple times, you're chayiv separately, independently for each one? That's talking about if you were boel her after being mafresh a karban for the previous be'ila. So a man is boel a shivcha charufa, is mafresh a karban, then he's boel again. So then he's mafresh a karban, then he's boel again. So karaf hamnuna, that we said, everyone agrees that if there's a hafresh as a karban in between, so you're going to be chayiv al kol achas va'achas. Umachlokas b'shivcha charufa. And then there's a case where there's a machlokas b'shivcha charufa. The man diyamar asham vaday by yediya b'tchila. That's if you assume like the shita that you can only be yotzei in asham vaday if you knew at the time that you were bringing the asham that you have definitely done the avera. So therefore, Yediyah matters in the world of Karban Hashem. Then Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Then you have the same Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds by a Chatas, that even if you did multiple Shkagos, Behelim Echad, but your Yediyos were Zeh Achar Zeh, you only found out about them one after the other, you're Chayiv two Chataos, because the Yediyah after the Shkagos is Mechalik between the Shkagos. So if that's true by Shuvcha Charuf also, even if you bowl her multiple times Behelim Echad, you're Chayiv a separate Asham for each Bia, if you find out that you had done the Avera separately, not at one shot, you find out on separate occasions that you had done the Avera. Whereas Reish Lakish, who holds by a Karban Chatas, that if you did two different Shkagos, Behelim Echad, you're Chayiv one Chatas, no matter how you found out about it, whether you found out about it all at once, or you found out about it in pieces, but either way, the Yediyah La'achra Shkagos is not Mechalik, it's not going to divide between the different Shkagos, so then you would say the same by a Shivcha Charufa, that if you're boel her multiple times, Behelim Echad, you're only going to be Chayiv one Asham, even if after you were boel the Shivcha Charufa multiple times, you find out first about the first time, and then later you find out about the second time, and then later you find out about the third time, still it's only going to be one carbon. So that's the case of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So again, everyone agrees by Shivcha Charufa that if you hold that you, an Asham Vadei can be brought even before a Yediyah, if you're within that model, that Shita in Tanoim, then everyone holds that you're only Einu Chayiv Ela Achas, even for multiple Be'ilos. Everyone holds that you're Chayiv El Kol Achas Ve'Achas, if you were Mafresh a Karbon in between each one. And there's a Machlokas, if you hold that by... If you hold that an Asham Vadai requires the Yediyah B'tchila, so then there's a Machlokas, what if you do multiple Bios of a Shivcha Charufa, and then you find out, one after the other, what you had done. So that's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether you have one Karban or multiple Karbanos. Now the Gemara has this Machlokas Tanoim, whether you have to have a Yediyah by an Asham Vadai. At the time of the Hakravad, you have to know for sure that you did an Avera. And like we pointed out, Rashi says, this is a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, that a person brings an Asham Talui and a Safik Me'ila, can he make a Tanai that if it turns out that I did this Avera, let this count? According to Rabbi Akiva, no, because you don't know at the Shas HaKrava, and an Asham needs a Yediyah B'Shas HaKrava, just like a Chatas, but according to Rabbi Tarfon, it works. So the Rambam paskins that an Asham Vadai does require Yediyah, and the Kesef Mishnah there quotes our Rashi, and he says that the Rambam paskins, like the Shita, that you do require Yediyah. But Tosos points out that from the Gemara, Maseches Krisos, it sounds like everyone holds that an Asham Vadai does not require Yediyah. What's the nafkamina la'alacha for us nowadays? Nowadays we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash for which we're bringing these Karbanos. So it could be that there's a nafkamina la'alacha as far as saying in the Karbanos that we say each and every day, should a person say Yehi Ratzon Ki'ilu Akrafti Asham? Should you say the Parshas HaAsham and then say, let this be as if I brought a Karban Asham in the Karbanos each day? Because the Torah writes in Or Chaim Simon Aleph that each morning a person is supposed to say Parshas HaKarbanos, like Parshas HaOla, Mincha, Shlamim, Chatos V'Asham. And when you finish the Parsha of Ola, you say, Ribono Olamim, Yiratzal L'Fanecha, She'ezeh, Chashuv, Mekubal L'Fanecha, Kilu Krafti Ola Bizmana. Let my saying over of the Parsha of Ola count as if I brought a Karban Ola. And by the Mincha and the Shlamim and the Asham, the same thing. But, says the Torah, After you say the Parshas HaChatos, you can't say that, because you don't know that you did an Avera for which you're Chayiv HaChatos, and HaChatos is not Ba B'Nedava. So you can't just say, oh, let this be as if I brought a Chatos. For what? What do you have to bring a Chatos for? So if you're not Chayiv HaChatos, so don't say it's Ki'ilu Akriva. So the Bach says, yeah, but you could say it Pederech Tanai. You could say, if I'm Chayiv HaChatos, then let this count as if, let my Amira of the Parsha count as if I brought a Chatos, if I'm not Chayiv HaChatos, so then Stam, I was learning Torah, and I was just saying the psukim of the Torah. So asks the Magen Avraham in Sif Katin Yer Aleph on this Shita of the Bach, which is also the Shita of the Marshal. He says that Talmud Aruchu, it's that in our Sugya, that in order to be Chayiv a Karban Chatos, you need to have a Yediyah B'tchila. There's no bringing Chatos al Tanai. You have to know, it only works as a Chatos if you know for sure you did the Avera. If you bring the Chatos before you know that you did the Avera, then it's not going to be mechaper. So how does a Tanai work when you don't even know that you did the Avera? And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that only after the Parsha of Asham Vadai should you say, Ribono Shalom Nischayafti Asham Yehi Ratzon. Because a carbon Asham you could bring even without a Yediya B'tchila. So says the Magen Avraham. So says the Aliyah Rabbah against the Magen Avraham that an Asham also requires a Yediya B'tchila. That's what the Rambam paskins. That the Rabbah, we have this Machlokas Tanayim, and the Rambam paskins that an Asham also requires a Yediya B'tchila. So if you're not going to say the Yehi Ratzon by Echatos, then don't say it by an Asham either. So Nadav Yehuda in his commentary, Dagul Mervava, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, says, why do you assume we pass on like the Rambam? The Pashas of the Sugi and Krisus sounds not like the Rambam, that the Chi of Karban Asham is even if you don't have a Yediya B'tchila, and therefore the Magen Avraham is paskining like the Balei HaTosfos against the Rambam, and it's Stam, a Shver Rambam. We don't understand why the Rambam paskins that way. So that's why we could be mechalik between a Karban Chatos on the one hand and a Karban Asham on the other hand. So that would be the Nafkamina. In our Sidurim, we don't have either one. We don't have Chatos or Asham, no Yihi Ratzon as if I or Makre V'chatos or Nasham or anything like that. So let's so says the Gemara further now. Now we're going to move on to a new sugya. This is the sugya of Misasek. There is a way that a person could be Mechal Shabbos, not can be, but that a person might be Mechal Shabbos, where it's not a mezid, it's not a shogeg, it's something else. So Itmar, so the statement went as follows. Niskavin lak bias atalush. If a person wanted to lift something from the ground that was not attached to the ground at all, v'chatach esamachubar, but by accident, he detached that which is attached to the ground. So he's picking up, let's say a kli falls on the ground, a knife or something, and he's going to pick up the knife, and then he pulls out some grass while he picks up the knife. So pater, he's pater from a carbon chatos because he was that's called misasik. He was trying to do something else. He didn't have any kavana whatsoever to do a maisa chituch, and he was only just trying to lift something. He wasn't trying to be mechatech anything. So therefore, he's going to be pater. Lachtoch esatolush, but if he was trying to cut that which is detached from the ground, so he's trying to do a maisa chituch, just one that is mutter to do. I mean, he's trying to cut, something that is that's no longer attached to the ground, a vegetable. But v'chatach as a mechuber b'shogeg, he cuts something else that is still mechuber to the ground. Rav Amar Pater, Abaye Amar Chayiv. Then you have machlokas. Rav says he's pater from echatos. Abaye says chayiv echatos. So the way I just explained it is that miskaven, whatever he was miskaven for, he actually did something else. It was on a different item. Meaning, it's not just that he confused the identity of the item that he was cutting, and he thought it was talush, and it turns out that it was mechubar. No, he was intending to lift item A, and he accidentally cut item B. If someone is miskaving to do one thing and he does something else, meaning he makes a mistake in the metzius, not that he made a mistake in the din and he thought that the something was mutter, so then that's not called shogig, that's called misasek, and he's pater from a carbon chatos. The makar of the ptur of misasek, the Gemara derives a Maseches Krisus daf yutes from the fact that it says by a carbon chatos, oh, hoda elav chataso asher chata ba. So the pasuk says ba sounds like you're only chayiv when you have kavana for that thing that you did the avera with. But if someone was shogeg and he thought that there's no iser bedavar because of the zman, he didn't know that day was Shabbos, or he thought that malacha that he was doing was not aser. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. That's where you're going to be chayiv a carbon chatas, where you just didn't know what day it was, or you didn't know that this malacha was aser. But if you didn't even know that this is the malacha that you're doing, you couldn't even identify what you are doing, that's called misasik. The Gemara in Krisus has a discussion which avera the Torah needs to pater you for misasik for. Because if it's misasik b'chalav v'arayos, you're misasik as you eat chalev, so you're chayiv shekeinana, you're chayiv, there is no p'tor of misasik by chalav v'arayos. So the Gemara explains that we need the pasuk to pater misasik b'shabbos, and there's machlokas Abaye and Rava which misasik on Shabbos is potter. According to Rava, if you have kavana to be chote chasatalush and you're chata chasamuchuber, and according to Abaye, no, only if you have kavana to be magbia esatalush. You had no plans to do chituch at all. You just wanted to be magbia, and you ended up being chote chasamuchuber. So the Rashi over there in Krisus raises the following question. Why does Rabbi Eliezer have to learn that Misasik is potter from the fact that by Parshas Achatos, it says, Ba, shouldn't we be able to learn that all melachos of Shabbos are derived from melachos HaMishkan? And just like the melachos HaMishkan have this notion called melachos machsheves, that lasos b'chol melachos machsheves, you have to do something with purposeful intent, so too by all melachos Shabbos, you need melachos machsheves. And misasik is a great lack of melachos machsheves. So Rashi says that Rabbi Lezer must disagree with this drasha, and he holds that you don't need melachos machsheves b'Shabbos. He disagrees with the entire concept of Melechus Machsheves on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yoshua, who does hold of the entire concept of Melechus Machsheves, must use the word Ba in the Parsha of Chatos to teach some other din. Anyway, so that's the background to this sugya. But again, Rashi over here understands that Miskavin Lagbias HaTalosh V'Chatos HaMechubar, that everyone says you putter in that case, that's talking where you wanted to do a Maisa Heter with a different object, and you did a Maisa Iser with a different object, meaning you wanted to pick up a knife and you cut grass. So that's where you're mechavin lachto. But if you're so it sounds like, according to Rashi, that if you intend to be chotech as hatalush, and then you're chotech that which is mechubar, where Abai and Rava disagree, that's also talking about where you wanted to be chotech that which is talush because you thought vegetable A was talush from the karka, and it was, but you accidentally cut vegetable B, which is still mechubar to the karka. That's the case where you have machlokas Abai and Rava according to Rashi. It would turn out, according to Rashi, that if you have kavanah to be chotech that which is mechubar lekarka, and you are chotech something else that is mechubar lekarka, that would not be misasik. Meaning, if I'm trying to do the avera of being chotech something that is mechubar lekarka, and then I do the avera of being chotech something else that's mechubar lekarka, that would only be a shogeg, that would not be a misasik. That's how Tosos in Dibra Maslan Skavin is medayek from Rashi. Tosos disagrees. Tosos has many kashas on Rashi, but that's the way we read the Gemara, that like Shitas Rashi. So anyway, so now Rava explains his the svara. Rava Amar Pater, or the Gemara explains each Shita, Rava and Abai. Rava Amar Pater, Talonis Kavin Lechaticha Diyasura. Rava holds that when you intended to cut that which is detached from the ground, and then you accidentally cut that which is attached to the ground, you're Pater because you weren't trying to do a Chaticha of Iser. You were just trying to do a chaticha of a davar talush, which is totally mutter to do on Shabbos. Abai yom chayiv, da kam chayiv lechaticha di alma. Abai says you're going to be chayiv because you were trying to do a maisa chaticha. So that's not a misasik, that's a shogeg. So I'm a Rava mina aminila. Rava says, what's my source? How do I know that your pater, when your kavana was to do a chaticha of heter, and you did a chaticha of iser? Ditanya, chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos, v'chomer shar mitzvos mishabbos. That in a certain sense, Shabbos is more chomer than other mitzvos in the Torah, and in another sense, other mitzvos are more chomer than Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos mishar mitzvos shah Shabbos, but when it comes to Shabbos has a chomer over other mitzvos, shah Shabbos also shtayim be'alem echad, because if you do two malachos in one period of forgetfulness on Shabbos, chayv al kalachas va'achas. There's such a thing called chiluk malachos. You're going to be chayv separately for each malacha that you did. Mashen came to shar mitzvos, but by other mitzvos, you don't have such a thing, where if you do two separate yisurim within another mitzvah, that you're going to be chayv separate chatos. No, you're going to be chayv one korban chatos for no matter how many different violations, different types of violations of any other single mitzvah. The chomer shar mitzvos mi Shabbos, and shar mitzvos are more chomer than Shabbos in a sense, Shem Shar Mitzvos below Miskavein Chayiv Mashen Kim B'Shabbos. When it comes to Shar Mitzvos, when you don't have Kavana to do the Aveira that you did, you intended to do something else, and then you just ended up doing the Aveira, you're going to be Chayiv, but on Shabbos, you're not going to be. On Shabbos, if you didn't intend to do the Aveira at all, then you're going to be a Pater. So the Gemara explains, what in the world does this Brisa mean? Meaning, well, the Brisa said two things. The Brisa said that it made two distinctions between Shabbos and other mitzvahs. Distinction number one is multiple violations of Shabbos that are in different categories are different chiyuvim, whereas multiple violations of shar mitzvos, we haven't identified yet what shar mitzvos means. Multiple violations of a given mitzvah in shar mitzvos is only going to be mechayev one. And then a second distinction, that when you have no kavana to do the maisa iser by shar mitzvos, you chayev anyway. But if you have no kavana to do the maisa iser by Shabbos, you're going to be pater. What is this shar mitzvos that we're comparing Shabbos to? Some of them are Shabbos mishar mitzvos, Shabbos shtayim elam. Chayiv al kolachas v'achas, Mashen kein b'shar mitzvos, statement number one of the Braisa, Hechidami, what case are we talking about where if you do multiple averos forms of the same general iser by shar mitzvah, so you're only going to be chayiv once. So ilema da'avad, and by Shabbos you can be chayiv multiple times. Ilema da'avad ktsira utchina. So the case, the example of Shabbos is you do multiple malachos of Shabbos. You do kotzer and you do tochein, all behelem echad, so then you're going to be chayiv a separate chatas for each and every one, because each one is a separate av malacha. Okay, so what's the comparison to shar mitzvos? Dekavasa gabe shar mitzvos. Can you have a similar case by other mitzvos that if you do two different isurim in one helim that you're only going to be chayiv one chatas? Well, what would be the case? Achal chelev vidam. If you eat, do multiple eating averos, you eat chelev and then you eat dam, all behelim echad, right? Without realizing what you had done in between. So you're going to tell me that you're going to be chayiv only once? Ha-chatarti mechayiv, ha-chatarti mechayiv. That's not true. If you're chayiv separately for chelev and separately for dam, so just like by Shabbos, you're chayiv separately for tochein and separately for borer and separately for ofa and separately for all the malachos, so too by shar mitzvos, you're also chayiv separately for each of them. So what kind of contrast is that? Ela shar mitzvos l'mechayiv el-chad ha-yechidami, dachal chelev v'chelev. What would be the case where you only chayiv one carbon by shar mitzvos? That's if you eat multiple kazesim of chelev without realizing in between. So the kavasag abishabis, the avik tzira ktsira, hachachadim chayv, hachachadim chayv. But that's also not a contrast. Because if you do the same avera on Shabbos multiple times without realizing in between, you're also only chayv once. So it doesn't make, where's the contrast between Shabbos and Shar Mitzvos in the Reisha? So it says Marli Olam, David ktsira utchina. Now, the case of Shabbos is like we said originally, multiple malachos and therefore multiple chiyuvim. What's the comparison to Shar Mitzvos, or the contrast to Shar Mitzvos? Umay ma she'enkin b'Shar Mitzvos, Avodah Zarah. Shar Mitzvos doesn't just mean every other mitzvah. It means Avodah Zarah itself, dafka Avodah Zarah. That let's say a person violates Avodah Zarah with multiple avodos that are like two separate shemos of Isser. Uked Rabbi Ami, Dam Rabbi Ami, Zibach, v'kiter, v'niseich, let's say you slaughter Avodah Zarah and you're maktir Avodah Zarah and you're menasech Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Ami says you're only chayiv one carbon chatas, and in that way Avodah Zarah is different than Shabbos. So now we've clarified the resha of this brisa. That what did the brisa say? Shabbos is more chomer than shar mitzvos, because if you do multiple malachos of Shabbos be'alam echad, you're chayiv multiple carbonos. But multiple forms of Avodah Zarah, you're only going to be chayiv one carbon chatas. Okay, now let's move on to the Seifa, the second statement, where Avodah Zarah is more chamur than Shabbos, where Shar Mitzvahs are more chamur than Shabbos. So B'mayu Kimta, we said, what is the Braisa talking about? Be'Avodah Zarah, that it's talking about Avodah Zarah. Well, Ema Seifa, well then the Seifa, the Braisa goes on to say, Chomer B'Shar Mitzvahs, that what Avodah Zarah has more chamur than Shabbos, is She'B'Shar Mitzvahs, Shogag B'lo Miskavin, Chayiv, that by Avodah Zarah, if you did it b'shogeg without any kavana, you're going to be chayiv a chatas, as opposed to a Shabbos, where if you do without any kavana, you're potter from a chatas. So, what does that mean in the world of Avodah Zarah? Hai shogeg b'lo miskavin d'Avodah Zarah yechidami. What's the case of shogeg b'lo miskavin of Avodah Zarah where you're going to be chayiv? If it's that you see a Beis Avodah Zarah and you thought it was a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore you were mishtachavet to it, but you were intending to be, meaning that's not really what we do either. We don't walk by the shul and stop and pause to bow to the shul either. But the assumption is that the person has the intention of being mishtachavet to the Hashras HaShchina, to the Lemisha Shichin Shmo Aleha, right? The Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Ma'at, and he has intention to be mishtachavet to the Shechina, but you didn't realize that it was a Beis Avodah Zarah. You just saw beautiful architecture. It used to be that that's the way shuls were built. They were built beautifully. It wasn't just a collection of shtibelach in people's basements or whatever. A shul was a shul. It was something. So you'd see something. So by the goyim, they still do that with the churches and with the. That's the way a Beis HaKnesses is supposed to be. So you see something that looks like an impressive structure, and you're mishtachavet to it, thinking that it's a Beis HaKnesses, and that's what it means. shagag v'lo miskavim because he didn't realize that it was avodah zara. So there's no way you'd be chayiv in that case. Harei libo l'shamayim. In your heart, you weren't doing avodah zara at all. You were just trying to serve the ribono shel olam. Ve'ela, so what's the case of shagag v'lo miskavim by avodah zara that you're going to be chayiv? Dechazi andarta v'sagadah. You see a statue that's made in the image of the king that they used to do where people would bow to it as a kavod for the melech, and some are made for avodah zara. So the one that you saw, you were a mishtachve too. So and hechidami. Well, what's the case exactly? If you accepted it as an avodah zara, mezidhu, then it's not a shogeg. Then you did it be mezid. V'delo kibla lebeloa. And if you didn't accept it as an avodah zara, you just wanted to do a kavod for the melech, then lav klumu, then there's no iser. Meaning the act of bowing itself is not necessarily an act of avoda. Sometimes it's a sign of kavod. In many cultures, instead of a handshake, and probably in every culture going forward, instead of a handshake, there's going to be a bow of the head instead of a handshake. So that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Just because you bowed, you were just doing it l'kavod ha-melech. So there's no iser at all. You didn't do any avodah zara. So Ella, what's the case of shagag below miskavim b'avodah zara? That's me'ahva miyira, that you love somebody and he's going to be very happy with you if you bow to his avodah zara. So that's called shagag below miskavim. You shagag because you thought that as long as you don't have kavana for avodah zara, that it's mutter, but you knew exactly what you were doing. You knew that this is a shtachavoya l'avodah zara. You just thought, in my head, I'm not really being mekabelit as an avodah zara. So that's the case of shagag below miskavim. Well, hanich l'abaye damar chayiv, that works very well then, if you assume like Abaye that you're chayiv in such a case. If you did it b'mezid b'asra, you'd be chayiv. And if you did it b'shogeg, you'd be chayiv achatos. El Rava da Amar Pater, but according to Rava, that even in that case, when you're oved me'avo me'ira, that it's pater from misa, it's pater from a carbon b'shogeg, ma'ika le'meimar. So then what's the case of the Brisa? It can't be that the case of the Brisa is m'chayiv achatos is by avodah zara me'avo me'ira. So what is the case where if you did avodah zara b'shogeg b'lo miskavein, where you're chayiv? Ella ba'omer mutter. Must be a case. Shogeg b'lo miskavein is someone who thought that there's no isra of avodah zara in the Torah. He did a quick 1, 2, 3 gerus, and then he went to live among goyim. So he never got to learn that there's an isra of avodah zara in the Torah. So that's what shogeg b'lo miskavein is, that he didn't know. So the Gemara says that can't be either, because omer mutter, you don't understand how does the end of the brisa read? Mashenkin b'shabbos to pater legamri, that as opposed to on Shabbos, we are totally pater. Adkan lo boi minei rava min Rav Nachman elichiv echad elichiv. Meaning the whole question is how many chataos you're chayiv. But we're not talking about being totally potter from bringing a carbon. That Rava never had a suffix about. So the kala pachos you're chayiv at least one carbon chatos. So don't say that in the case of that the Brisa would say in that case that you're potter legamri. So that can't be the case. Ella must be elolav. Elolav reisha b'avodah zara v'sefer b'shar mitzvos. There's no way to make this brisa work consistently. The reisha must be talking about avodah zara, and yes, by avodah zara we say if you're mizabeach and mekater and menasech and all those things, eino chayev ala achas, as opposed to by Shabbos if you're tochin and borer and merakin and whatever, you're chayev al kol achas v'achas. But then the seifa when it says shagag b'lo miskavein that by avodah zara you're going to be chayev and by shar mitzvos you're going to be pater. By shar mitzvos you're going to be chayiv, and by Shabbos you're going to be pater. The Shar Mitzvos over there is not a reference to Avodah Zarah anymore. That's a reference to other Averos. V'shagu b'lo miskavin b'Shar Mitzvos hechidami. And what's the case of shagu b'lo miskavin b'Shar Mitzvos? You thought food was kosher and you ate it, so you chayev achatos for eating it, even though you had no intention to eat the chaylev, you just thought it was shuman. It's misasik. Mashein came b'Shabbos to potter, as opposed to on Shabbos we're going to be potter. What's the case on Shabbos that you potter? You intended to be chotech, that which is detached from the ground, and you were chotech, that which is attached to the ground. That's what we call misasik. So you see a raya from the brisa that Rava's correct, that even though you wanted to do a maisa chaticha, but you wanted to do it on that which is talush, and then you were choteich, that which is mechubar, that you're going to be potter. That's the only case the brisa could be talking about. So Abaye, what about Abaye who disagrees with Rava? Abaye says, no, if you intended to do any sort of chaticha, then you're going to be chayiv. So shagag b'lo miskavin echidami, how are you going to explain the case of shagag b'lo miskavin by shar mitzos being chayiv and by Shabbos being potter? So the Gemara answers, savor roku ublao. The case is that if you thought what you had in your mouth was saliva and you didn't realize that it was chelev, so you didn't even know you were doing an achila at all. You didn't even realize you were doing a maisa achila. Swallowing saliva is not a maisa achila, right? That's not called achila at all. So you didn't even realize you were doing an achila. That's where by shar mitzvos you're going to be pater. That's where on shar mitzvos you're going to be chayiv, because the bottom line is you were nena from the iser. Mashayim came b'shabbos to pater. As opposed to on Shabbos, you're going to be pater if you didn't even realize you were doing the maisa. And what's that case? Then eskavin lahagbia, not lachtoch, lahagbia es atalush. You were just trying to pick up a knife. The chatoch is mechubar, and you pulled out all the grass around it. So that's where pater. That's how Abaye says, that's the contrast that the Brisa is making. But if you had kavana to be choteich that which is talush, and then you were choteich that which is mechubar, then enochinami says Abaye, a person would be chayiv in such a case. Now, what's the halach of a person is misasik? Is misasik heter gomer? Is it just totally mutter that it's nothing at all, or do we can still consider it a maisa avera? So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that it's still considered a maisa avera. Obviously, you have no idea what you're doing, and there's no kapara afterwards because there's no chatas. So the Rama writes in Yeridei and Simshinayim Beis, if you have a kohen who's sleeping in a house, and while the kohen is asleep, someone dies in the house, the Rama says you need to wake up the kohen and tell him to get out of there. So Rosh Lemela Eger in his tshuva says, L'chora, why would you have to wake him up? He's misasik while he's sleeping. He doesn't know at all that there's a mace in the house. He's totally not conscious, so he's not violating anything. So he says, Elamikan Raya, that my father, Rabbi Kiva Eger, is correct. Why? Because there's a, must be that it's an isser of a maisa avera, even when you're misasik. So you got to try to put an end to the maisa avera by waking up the kohen and getting him out of the house. So that's how Rosh Lemela Eger brings a raya to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Tomorrow, of course, is the big Mishnah of all the Lamites Melachos. It's a famous Daf. Okay, yeah, the Brisker Rav, someone writes, Brisker Rav wouldn't swallow his saliva on Yom Kippur. I think Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had the same minhag. They say he used to daven in YU in Lampert Auditorium on Yom Kippur. They had a big minion there. I don't know if it was Lampert or Beis Medrash somewhere. And he had a bucket next to him, and he would just spit into the bucket all day. That's quite a chumrah.